Blog Talk Radio.
Once in a while, but I felt I better get on the air tonight. You probably missed this Thursday night and Friday night, but we are back on the air, and we are looking forward to another fun week. If you want to call in, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073, 347-326-9073. That is the phone line for the Greg Squirrel Show. The chat rooms are up and running. Blog Talk Radio is where you can find us. You also got the Greg Squirrel Show at yahoo.com. If there's something you want to comment on, something you hear us talk about tonight, you are more than welcome to do that too. Oh, hope everybody had a good weekend. I was in bed sick. I had to cancel a lot of plans I had made, but trying to get myself energized and wound up because it's showtime, folks. That's right, this Saturday night, the Greg Squirrel Show will be in Mexico, Missouri, with High Foot Combat Promotions. They've got their big MMA event coming up at the, I think it's called the O'Drain County 4-H Center there in Mexico, Missouri. So if you don't have it, if you're within the sound of my voice and you're going to be in the Mexico, Missouri area Saturday night, go out there and check out some hard-hitting MMA action. It's my first time to announce for this promotion, so as always, I'm excited about it. Feel free to come up to me if you see me walking around. I'm the man in the black tux. As always, feel free to come on by and say hello. Once again, I'm going to apologize in advance for the coughing that you may hear and other weird little sounds because I'm still trying to get over this cold. So everybody, you keep me in your thoughts and prayers and hope I get over this stuff soon because it has been no fun. All right, let's get to the headlines and let's see what's going on. Michael Vick has agreed to a restructured contract deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. He took a significant pay cut. He was making a $35.5 million in guaranteed money. Sounds like he's going to be making about $16 million this upcoming season, including a $3 million roster bonus. Still not a bad chunk of change for throwing around a little football. Let's talk some baseball news. Cleveland Indians are in the news. Cleveland Indians have agreed to a four-year deal with Michael Bourne. 4 years, $48 million contract. So, why can't I make that kind of money? That's what I want to know. But that's a done deal. Cleveland Indians and Michael Bourne, four-year, $48 million contract. Last week I mentioned about Chris Carpenter with the St. Louis Cardinals. Sounds like he's going to be out. still having some nerve issues, some with his arms that he had problem with last year. Chris Carpenter has came out over the weekend and said he has not ruled out pitching again, possibly even this season. 37 Carpenter, who's 37, he was at Busch Stadium on Monday as pitchers and catchers. That's right, baseball's just around the corner. All the teams are starting to report pitchers and catchers are reporting this week. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out. Thoughts and prayers for Chris Carpenter. Hope he can, get some resolution to this problem so he can pitch again. And so we'll keep on top of that for you. And here's some interesting football news that I picked up today. Legendary football coach Dennis Erickson, who has won a couple of national titles with the Miami Hurricanes back when they were relevant. He's 65. He's coming out of retirement as offensive coordinator, believe it or not, for the Utah Utes. So that's going to be interesting to see how that works out. Dennis Erickson, probably one of the most legendary coaches in college football. Like I said, he won a couple of national titles when he was a rock and roller with the Hurricanes. But anyway, Dennis Erickson, going to be offensive coordinator with the Utah Utes. So wish him all the best. I've always had some respect for Dennis Erickson. So I hope they can have some success out there. Luckily, that's not a conference that Arkansas plays. But hey, you never know with Brett Bielema. You never know who might show up on our schedule. Oh, let's see. Daytona, for all you NASCAR fans, Daytona is just around the corner. Matter of fact, Speed Week starts next week, February 16th. They'll have the Sprint Unlimited, then the Budweiser Shootouts. And then, of course, the biggest race in NASCAR on the NASCAR schedule, the Daytona 500, just around the corner. So make sure you get ready, all you NASCAR junkies, get ready for that. Let's talk PGA golf. What is up with Brett Snedeker? Okay, he has come out for the 2013 season on fire. Won AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, one of the most legendary golf courses in. And once again, that's Pebble Beach. He shot a 19 over 4 days. So congratulations to Brett Snedeker. I want to put a plug out. Anybody out there listening to the show that's interested in playing some minor league professional football, the Northwest Arkansas Battle is still looking for players. I don't have the contact information here in front of me, but if you're interested in playing some minor league professional football, feel free to check them out. Go to nwabattle.com, and maybe you can find yourself playing some minor league professional football. Anybody coming out of college who didn't get a chance to, anybody coming out of high school who didn't get a chance to go to college to play, this is a good opportunity for you. If you're a player out of college that didn't get it, that felt you had the skills to go pro, well, this is a perfect opportunity to you because, I've been involved with the Northwest Arkansas Battle, did a public address announcing, been involved with them 2 years now, been involved with several other minor league professional football teams in the Northwest Arkansas area. And you'll be surprised the number of players that has been picked up by arena football team, some of the larger, more established independent football leagues, and naturally Canadian Football League, because then some players get on with the CFL. So definitely some potential with the Northwest Arkansas battle. If you're a business owner or manager and you're interested in doing some advertising with the Northwest Arkansas battle, you can email me at the Greg Squirrel Show, and you can we can get you some advertising package information, because they got some great packages, in individual packages as long as team packages, so you can get on there and you can check that out. Once again, phone lines are open. 347-326-9073 is our phone lines if you want to call in on a Monday night here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Or you can also look us up on the Facebook under Greg Squirrel. Or you can look us up under the Greg Squirrel Show. I'd be glad when I could take my medicine again. I'm on this crazy medicine. I hope it's strong stuff, because I can only take it every 12 hours. So anyway, that's what's going on with that right there. All right, let's go over here. Let's talk about some UFC. A lot of UFC news. Last week on the show, I mentioned about Manny Pacquiao, and he's the guy that just recently beat him back in December for the belt. I was just looking at it earlier, see if I could pull that back up. I don't know if I'm going to be able to. Well, hold on, let's push this little button right here and see what happens. Anyway, Bob Arum is kind of concerned right now because he's wanting to do the fifth fight in this series with Manny Pacquiao. These guys have already fought four times. And Pacquiao is pretty much saying the only way he's going to agree to fight number five is if they go overseas. So let me see if I can pull that up here real quick. Once again, this cold is playing heck with my brain, so hope everybody will forgive me. Here we go. Let's pull it up right here. Yeah. You know, one of the big talks right now, big concerns, all the tax hikes and everything. And that's one of the reasons Manny Pacquiao has said he would be open to a fifth fight, but he wants it overseas. Pacquiao's chief advisor said the Filipino superstar's preference for the next bout against Juan Manuel Marquez, he wants it to take place away from Vegas, possibly looking at Macau. Anybody who knows anything about the Orient, Macau is a Chinese gambling resort. And so, here's the reason why. They could fight in Vegas. Pacquiao would make $25 million, but by the time he pays all the taxes, he's only going to end up with 15. Where overseas, the taxes aren't near as high. So Bob Arum, he's wanting the fight to take place in the United States so he can still get his pay-per-view numbers up, keep his pay-per-view numbers up. Off the last fight, they made $1.15 million in sales, and the gross revenue came out to be $69 million. So after you pay the satellite and cable companies, that's going to leave Bob Arum with about 34.5. And so Arum's got it pretty much figured out that if the fight did go overseas, the pay-per-view buys and all that stuff would be down, and he's probably only going to look at making $17.25 billion. Okay, what can you do with $17.25 million? Okay, let me put it this way. What could a normal person like you or me do with $17.25 million that we couldn't do with $1 million? That's all I'm saying. You know, bottom line, it has a lot all to do about that all big money buck. I've never, I like to make money, yes, but it's not the driving force in my universe. I don't have to have a 500-room house with 300 bathrooms, you know. Give me a little five-bedroom house, something nice, big enough where I can work from home. I could put a studio in home, then I could work from home. And so, anyway, it'd be interesting to see. Like I said, Pacquiao's all for the fight, so it's just going to come down to locations. So anyway, once again, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. Oh, we also got the chat room up and running. You can email me at thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. So like I say, if there's something I comment on, you want to make a comment on, go right ahead. Bobby Petrino. I mean, Bobby Petrino has actually stepped forward and said it was very, very difficult. It's always been a way of life for me, not necessarily a job. I grew up the son of a coach, and it was just something you did every year, every fall. It was difficult, and then to watch Arkansas struggle and not play the way they played before, I felt a lot of responsibility for that. Now, I'm not saying the University of Arkansas has the greatest facilities on the planet, because we don't. They're coming. We got to... They're in the middle of a nice big construction project up there at the university. But Bobby Petrino had the nerve to slam Arkansas, which, you know, you probably can't blame him. It's unbelievable the facilities we have at Western Kentucky. The weight room, training room, locker room are way off the charts, a lot better than we had at Arkansas. That's right. Yeah, maybe our facilities weren't the best. But, you know, hey, I'm happy training. I'm happy training in a basement. I'm happy having to take a hot sauna bath in a tub you would see on a farm somewhere. As long as we're out there producing on the field, I don't need all the fancy crap. It's nice, yes, don't get me wrong. But anyway, it's coming. We're going to have a nice facility. They've already started getting preliminary plans to extend the state football stadium. I've already seen one plan. Anybody who's ever seen Razorback Stadium knows that the seats on the north end zone only come around so far. So the plans I've seen is they plan on closing off. There's a hillside. There's a big scoreboard, and on each side there's an open space where people on the streets can look down in the stadium. On the right side of the scoreboard, if you're looking north, there's a place on the right side, the hillside berm, where people walking down off the campus can look into the stadium. The plans I see, they plan on closing all that in. They plan on bringing the seats all the way around each side of the big scoreboard, and they're looking at putting seats on top of the Royals complex, which I think that should put, if that don't get us over 90,000, then it'll be awful close, because it's going to look nice. Hard to believe time's almost running out. Let's talk UFC real quick before I lose my throat and start coughing my head off. UFC has added a second women's bout to the tough the Ultimate Fighter 17 finale. Misha Tate is going to square off against Kat Zingano April 13th in Vegas. That could set Misha up for a match against Ronda Rousey for the UFC belt. And a follow-up story to that, everybody's been talking about Chris Cyborg taking on Rousey. Cyborg has asked for a release from her UFC contract. I don't know what the hell she's thinking, because I personally think she can take Rousey. But, you know, anyway, she's got a reason, so we're going to see what happens out there. Bellator lightweight semifinals. Alexander Semeski, I hope I pronounced that right. He is out of the Bellator lightweight semifinals with a broken hand. He already had a thumb messed up, but then he found out he got a broken hand. UFC 160 expected to take place at the MGM Grand. Demetrius Johnson is going to defend his flyweight title against John Moraga at the Ultimate Fighter 17 finale. Gabriel Gonzalez, Travis Brown, they've agreed to fight. Chad Mendez is off of UFC 157. He's found out he's got a fractured elbow, and he's got a broken thumb. So, and that was going to be Rousey's UFC debut, because the main event is Rousey versus Carmouche. So I'll be anxious to see what happens with that fight. So let's go down here. Dan Henderson has said he's tired of the waiting game, and he is ready for 157 to get here so he can take on Lyoto Machida. And so, winner of that fight between Henderson and Machida is probably going to get a title fight against John Jones. So, a lot of stuff going on right there. Once again, if there's something I comment on you want to talk about, feel free to call in at 347-326-9073 or email me at thegregschoolshow@yahoo.com. Once again, I want to remind you that this coming Saturday night, Mexico, Missouri is where I'm going to be. High Foot Combat Sports, Armel Nunnally, he's the promoter up there. Got a big event coming up there, so I'm looking forward. That's going to be Saturday night. So, once again, we're just calling everybody to come on up and check that event out. It's going to be a good time. Mexico, Missouri, at the see if I can pull it up here. That's one thing I love about computers is you can put everything on the computer. Oh, let's see here. Here we go. Another cough. Rick City Battle Royal at the Audrain County 4-H Center. Our door opens at 5. Show starts at 6. High Foot Combat Sports. We want to say thank you to the 4-H Club. NutriShop. Darby's Total Fitness and Training. Some of the sponsors for this big event. I'm excited about being there. So, once again, if you're up in the Mexico, Missouri area, I invite everybody on up. I'm still looking for sponsors. If you're a business owner or manager and you're looking to have your product represented, I'm the man to do it. Just email me at thegregschoolshow@yahoo.com. I've got a big banner that I set up at the fights with my picture and name on it. And then I have all the logos for all the companies and people that sponsor me. Be glad to put your product on my table, be able to talk about it for you, and you get a you get mentions on the Greg Squirrel Show. So, once again, I just ask everybody to come be a part of it. It's going to be a great time. We got about 4 minutes left in the show. So, there's something else I was going to talk about, and I can't remember what it was. Facebooking at the time. Hold on. All right, there you go. Once again, I want to say thank you to Cherokee Entertainment for letting us be a part of, for being a part of the Greg Squirrel Show. We appreciate you folks over there at Cherokee Entertainment for all your mobile DJ needs. Contact Cherokee Entertainment. If you're a boxer or an MMA promotion and you're wanting some sharp-looking title belts made, look up Pro Am Belts. You can find them on the internet. You can also find them on Facebook. Nice folks to work with. You can send them some pictures, kind of tell them what you want as far as some belts. They have really done some neat-looking stuff. So, let's see here. Let me look back over the old news sheet, see if anything else that we want to mention. We're going to try to get Armel Mentally. He's the promoter. Well, excuse me. We're going to try to get Armel Mentally. He's the promoter of High Foot Combat. Try to get him on the show. Talk about that upcoming event this Saturday night. Don't forget, I'll be back in Springfield, Missouri in February. Excuse me, in March. Uncivil War, MMA, Uncivil War 11 Friction is the name of the event. Once again, Howard Johnson Event Center. And then in April, going to be making my debut with Strike King Muay Thai Fights over at the Muskogee Civic Center, Muskogee, Oklahoma. You can find Strike King, and that's one word, S-C-R-I-K-I-N-G. You can find them on Facebook. You can also find Uncivil War. Once again, Uncivil and then Dash War. You can find all of them on Facebook or on the internet. And come out and be a part of the show. MMA, it's one of the fastest growing viewer, spectator sports. So make sure you get on there and check it out. So anyway, once again, I want to appreciate everybody listening tonight. I'm going to go ahead and get on off here. And we will be back on here tomorrow night. So until then, everybody have a peaceful night. If you got bad weather or inclement weather coming your way, be careful, be safe. And we will talk to you all tomorrow night on the Greg Squirrel Show right here on Block Talk Radio.